Yeah, I think if you really look at it, you know, the southeast corner, there was some variability. I mean, I can't speak for every single situation, but I will say I think in most cases the variability maybe wasn't as severe as we maybe thought it would be. And really when it all kind of came to a wrap, the soybean crop turned out to be extremely well. Last year was really a soybean crop, you know, probably one of the best soybean crops we've had. This year kind of rivaled that. I think we had some producers that might have had a better soybean crop even than last year, some that were in the same ballpark. Some, depending on if you had some acres that got really dry or some shallow soil, some sandy soil, you know, maybe we gave up some. But as a whole, it turned out to be just a really solid soybean crop. And, you know, obviously the fall harvest season went really good. We bought some green stems. That was maybe the only challenge of harvest was we just never really got a frost to really get the greenness out of those stems. So, yeah, the combine hard. We had a few lodgy beans here and there, but sometimes when you got big yields, you can run into that a little bit. But, no, it turned out to be a great crop. And, you know, obviously you just, you know, kind of utilize some of that info to make decisions for next year. And, you know, obviously the big thing with soybeans, you know, we saw some good performance, but now it's just trying to figure out, you know, what herbicide trait system you're going to use, and really seeing some uptick of the Enlist herbicide system as guys are just looking for, you know, easier ways to manage some of those stuff weeds and soybeans. But no, just a great soybean crop and just a great fall in general for soybeans and corn. But what a great fall overall.